The group calls itself National Initiative for Supporting the Ultimate Solution of Abuse Status. Members of the group say its campaign is motivated by the increasing instability in the Abia region, which has left dozens of people dead and displaced many others. The group wants the governments of South Sudan and Sudan to finally reach an agreement on the disputed region by supporting the results of the unilateral Abia referendum held 9 years ago. Alphonse Andrew Lako, Secretary for Research and Planning of the National Initiative for Supporting the Ultimate Solution of Abia Status, says his group is calling on the South Sudan government to legitimize the results of the referendum, which was part of the recommendations of the South Sudan National Dialogue Conference held in 2020.
If the two governments can come together and appreciate and also recognize the 2013 referendum, we will stand for that. Or also, there is this African Union High Commission Committee, led by Thabo Mbeki. They also came up with a proposal that if it's possible, also people of Abia to have another referendum.
In October 2013, the Ngoko Dinga community in Abia conducted a unilateral vote to determine whether Abia would be part of Sudan or South Sudan. Results of the referendum showed 99% of the Abia people favored joining South Sudan over remaining with Sudan. But the referendum results were never recognized by both governments or the international community. Laku says the two countries should conduct a new referendum for Abia if they refuse to recognize the previous referendum results. He says his group will carry out several campaign activities, including media engagements, artwork, poetry, rallies, and cultural festivals to draw attention to the Abia problem and settle it once and for all.
As a concerned people, we say that also we have to voice ourselves out and to bring the other dimension that the people of South Sudan see that the issue of Abia is a national issue, and that we need to come up with a mechanism how to give awareness to people and how to let people know. There are people who doesn't know that actually Abia issue is a national issue. Some of them think that this is just for Abia.
The Abia region has experienced repeated deadly attacks from both South Sudanese and Sudanese gunmen in recent years. Last month, young men in the Abia administrative area and those from neighboring Twitch East County in Warab State engaged in intercommunal violence that left 27 people dead. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.